Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Have you ever heard the phrase, the world is your oyster? And what does that mean to you? What conjures in your mind, in the ether, really, when you think about the world is your oyster? And I find some of these phrases very interesting, and I like to go back to historical reference, how it came about, what the meaning behind it is, and how we can actually look at that and implement that into our daily life. You know, many of us were raised with certain thoughts in our heads, certain directions, that we have to do certain things to make this happen, or that this only happens to these types of people, not me. And there's misnomers and there's pitfalls in life, and a lot of these things are learned from our family and from our upbringing, not in a bad way, just realizing that that's the way our family was brought up. You know, it's interesting when you have certain families talking about fortune or success and how different that meaning for them might mean to someone else's family, what they have to do to survive or what they have to do to master, or better yet, somebody else talking about their legacy. Very interesting words being used. I have to, my job, I got to keep working. All I do is ever work. Or I've created this legacy that I hope to have carried on through generation upon generation. And which one would you rather be doing? I'd rather have this legacy, for gosh sakes. But I think oftentimes it's hard to figure out what the next step is and how we can truly be successful with what we've been given. We often can look at other people quite quickly and see the success that they can have. We can see it from a long ways away, seeing all the valuable gifts that they have, whether it's their insight or their intelligence or their looks or their wit or their ability to research or understand or anything in between. You know, sometimes we see people by how their family is and how much money they have and the stature that they have, and we don't always know what that comes with, and we wonder why some people are not more successful, because it's like they've been given a silver spoon. We see some people that have not been given a silver spoon and become amazing successes, as well as the opposite. And it's interesting because, yes, having certain successful things in your life, being successful parents that have taught you very well, and maybe if they had successful parents that taught them very well, they come from a long line of that, and it becomes easier. But most of us have what we consider successful parents and successful family members, but it might not be financially monetized success. And it might be kind of like a newer type family. Many of us come from different countries. We might have been the second generation. Some of you might not be the second generation. Some of you might be the first generation here in this country. And that's something to be said about that, because you look at certain families and you're competing, or I would like to not say competing, but you are mentally competing with people that have been in this country for generations upon and generations upon generations. And when you think about life, a lot of times, you know, whoever gets there first usually does pretty good. Okay, if you're going to get there first, you're going to get all that that area has to offer. And if you have the financial means, you're in a good position. But, you know, think about it. And oftentimes we don't take all that into consideration and we don't realize that for the most part, yes, there are certain levels and certain strains of life that we deal with. And we have to sit there and accept certain differences, but also we really can be anything we want to be. I mean, we've seen it in the past and everything from elections to anything in between, that you don't have to go by the mold. You don't have to be the set persona, that definition of that, to make that happen. We've seen rags to riches. We've seen, you know, people be the first person in their family to graduate from college. And before that, there was no family member that graduated from high school. So we realize that. So how do we make the world our oyster? And I think that's an interesting concept, because if you look up the world as one's oyster, you know, it goes back to the 1600s with William Shakespeare and the Merry Wives of Windsor, Act 2, Scene 2, 2 through 5, when Pistol said, "Why then the world's mine oysters, which I will sword will open." The world is one's oyster. Proverb: all opportunities are open to someone. The world is theirs. In order to achieve something in this world, one has to grab the opportunity. Very interesting. You can also think about carpe diem, seize the day, take the bull by the horns. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of like just do it. You know, Nike phrased that too. But it's kind of realizing that we have the opportunity to do it. And I think that's the interesting caveat. Because besides the fact of the teachings that we've learned from our family and the things that we've been taught and told, either good, bad, or indifferent, we have these beliefs. And these beliefs can help us or they can hold us down. I've had, I like to call it the confetti of beliefs, very different beliefs. Some are good, some are bad, and I don't like to label good and bad, but some are positive, some are negative, some are helping me out, some are holding me down. You know what I'm saying? And those are the things that we want to focus on in today's show. Because if that proverb is the world is your oyster, and that is true, because I don't really see how we can prove that it's not. You can say that you're at a different level than other people. You can say it's not an even playing field. I could agree. I could agree with that to some degree. I really do. And I think you can understand when you really think about what I just said. You know, it's different when you're dealing with one person at one level that have had four generations in the same area with, you know, a company that was started four generations ago, that the, you know, the great 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 grandkids are now running, and it's successful, and they haven't run into the ground, and it's something big. That's a legacy, and that's something that you can keep capitalizing on. It's definitely a different ground for someone who has just immigrated and gotten their citizenship in the United States. It's very different. It's extremely different. For some of you out there, you might have come from meager means. Maybe your family was very poor, and you were able to put yourself through school with government grants and loans, and you're still maybe paying it back, for God's sakes. I mean, some of those loans can be very expensive and can take years to pay back. And you might consider yourself, which I would too, on a different playing field. However, if the world is really our oyster, what can we do to have that oyster open up and provide us that pearl? Pearls of wisdom, really, huh? Today I'll be talking about pearls of wisdom, because I think that we have to define what the pearl is. What is our pearl? What does that mean to you? And how does that look? Because if my pearl means that I have a corporation in my family that I'm running that is the fifth generation, that's unattainable. That's directly unattainable. There's not, you know, four previous generations to have done that. So if that's my pearl, I'm looking for the wrong treasure, because I can't even get to that level because I don't have the background to make that happen, the historical reference to make that happen. I don't have the family that was here to make it happen. I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, I know for my family, you know, my parents are here, but their parents, they came over to the United States. You know, I mean, they came over as immigrants. Part of my family came over via Ellis Island from Italy. And that's a totally different playing field there. My parents are the first, to graduate college. And that's a big deal. My mom went all the way to get her doctorate, for God's sakes. I know I can't compete, you know, not many of us can. But again, if that's your pearl, we really got to focus on what matters and what we can create, not limiting ourselves, but being honest with ourselves and allowing ourselves to flourish and to create all that we have coming to us. And I think it begins with understanding who we truly are. You know, who we truly are. And more than that, what do we want out of life? And is what we want out of life, is that something we can attain? And is that what we're really here for? Is that what we're here for? And on today's show, I want to ask some questions, answer some questions, pose some questions to you to really begin to focus on what does your oyster, what does your pearl look like, and how are you going to attain it? Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. There's several links on that first page as well as the radio show page. You can click on that, and you can click on various aspects and applications for podcasts so you can listen in your car, on your way to work, even in the gym with your earbuds in at any time, any place. Speakers, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back in. I'll be back in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023. 510-23.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about how the world is your oyster and what that truly means. Because I think it's interesting. It is about opportunities. It is about you're in a position to take the opportunity that life has to offer. And I like that. I like that, you know, it's interesting because when you think back about that, you kind of like, when you delve into it more, you begin to think about what does that pearl signify to you? And I think the world is your oyster also has kind of another thought process, which is you have the ability and the freedom to do exactly what you want. Right before the break, I was talking about your pearl, your oyster, and what that means. And I think that oftentimes when we're raised, we are raised with certain thought processes that our family had, certain things that are great and wonderful and very successful comments and thoughts and perspectives. And then on the other side of the coin, there might be some misnomers and some pitfalls that we fall into based on what our family has taught us, because that's just normal. A good example, a friend of mine is the first generation full-on American, and his family came from another country. And his father talks about, you know, how hard he works and how difficult it is and how he often feels like everybody's after him. And he's been working, his father has been working since he was about the age of 12 in another country and had several and many hardships and came over here, brought, you know, and then they got married and they had their kids in the United States. And it's very interesting because his thought process and his perspective on life is going to be very different from someone else's. It's going to be very different from someone who's grown up in the United States, who, you know, parents were here, grandparents were here, great-grandparents were here, and they didn't suffer as many hardships. And perhaps they didn't have to work their entire life because, you know, it's a process. And when we go through that, and we go through that type of life, you know, we share that with our children, and we begin to, as a child, you know, see that as reality. And for most part, that is a reality, but that reality can also hold us back too, because we can begin to feel that, you know, we're going to be working our entire life. We're never going to have any time off. We're never going to have any time to spend with our family. You know, the world is out to get me. I barely make enough money. And those sort of things that come into our mindset. And I find it very interesting because and I have some very successful thoughts in my mind that have been passed down from my family, but I also have some of those kind of setbacking thoughts, if that's a word for you, that I have to really focus on and realize that those exist in my mindset. And, you know, I think it's interesting because I think as a woman, sometimes we feel lesser than. And my mom, when she was, you know, growing up and then when she was getting into the work industry and doing what she needed to do, she was in a career that was all men, never a woman. And she infiltrated that and did very well, but she was constantly having to prove herself. my mom would wear a suit jacket and a long skirt, almost to resemble a man's suit, every day to work. And I find that very interesting. And that's what my mom went through. And I think several women in certain industries are still going through that today. But I was, and not in a negative way about my mom, but in a positive way, but in a way that I have to work to get over, is that I thought for a long time as a kid, as a woman, it's almost impossible to be successful. It's so hard to compete. You know, I have to do this or that to compete, and I need to do this and that, and feeling lesser than, not necessarily because of my mom's influence on her aspect and her perspective, but also just about the world's perspective and how that looks. Because I think when we have to prove ourselves, there's something about that. There's something about that when we feel like we have to prove ourselves. I don't know if you've ever met somebody that has nothing to prove, and they came from a family that they just kind of, it just, everything worked out for them. There was no proving of themselves about anything. They're just very happy, very easygoing, because they never had to prove anything. And I've worked on myself about not having to prove anything anymore, but it's a lot of work. Because I wasn't raised in a family that had everything. I wasn't raised in a family that, you know, everything was there. It was provided. And not in a bad way. I'm not sitting there complaining about my family. But I'm saying there was no silver spoon at all. And I think that we look at this and we learn. And I think we have to kind of give ourselves a little slack. Because I think oftentimes we try to emulate what we see other people doing. We try to have that life. But that's not our life. That's not our oyster. That's not our pearl. And, you know, and to me, pearls have always meant the pearls of wisdom. The wisdom to know who you are, what you are, what you stand for, what matters most to you, and what are you going to do to get it? And I think that the world is your oyster has a very much of a deeper meaning than many of us even realize. Because I think that it indicates something more than fortune or fame or financial success or an award or money. I think it means something much more than that, because a pearl is only found in a certain amount of oysters, right? It's not like every oyster has a pearl, right? Depending on the color, the look of the pearl, the perfection of it. Yeah, and they're hard to find. It's not like every single pearl, every single oyster has a pearl. No, this is kind of a big deal. So what does that mean? That means that it's a rare thing. It's very unique because every oyster is different. And, you know, it's interesting because I think that in our life, that pearl, that oyster represents something of our direction or what we're looking at or what we're holding in our hand, what we value perhaps. And finding that wisdom, the pearl, about figuring out who we are and why we're here, I think is really a lot of it. Because I think once you get past the materialistic viewpoint, and I'm not about to get on to any sort of economic or like capitalism or anything. I think they're all the same. I think governments use a lot of this to keep the folks in check. You know, I don't think capitalism's any better or worse than socialism or any of that kind of stuff. I think I'd prefer, you know, capitalism, I think, to that, because I think people still in socialistic and in communistic countries, there's still people getting rich and the poor are still getting poorer. So it's not like it's keeping everybody above water and everybody's doing great. No, there's just even a bigger divide, right? Just a bigger divide of wealth, and you have the people that have the power and the people that don't. At least with capitalism, we have a chance, right, to do something, to create something. But I think it's way more than the monetary system. Okay, I think this is the pearl of wisdom for your life. That thing. When you get past all the other stuff and you take away all the layers of BS and makeup and those onion layers that you don't need, and you finally find that you as a person, you find you. And then you begin to find that journey that is explicitly, uniquely been created and just, you know, made and fortified for you. And if you follow that path, you might get on and off of it, because we often do that sometimes. We go on and off the path. We might screw up here and there. We might run away from where we need to be at, because we don't know that's where we need to be at. And eventually we come back around and we go, oh my God. Well, I wasted time, but maybe I really didn't. And I think it's your journey. The world is your oyster, because you're allowed to create your own journey. You're allowed to, you know, kind of walk to your own beat. Sashay to your own beat, really. And so I want to ask you, my first question is, what do you want out of life? What do you truly want out of life? Not what other people want, not what you see on TV, not what you try to mimic. What do you honestly want out of life? What is that? What does it look like? Can you hold it? Is it a way of life? Is it a wisdom? Is it a vision? What is it? How deep is it? And when you begin to think about this and answer this question in your own mind, it's going to shed a lot of light into where you are right now, where you want to be, and the steps that you can take to make that an honest and true reality. So ask yourself again, what do you want out of this life? It's your life. You got this one. You're not living in other people's lives. You're not living someone else's life. It's your life. What do you want out of it? And what are you willing to do to take that oyster and to find that pearl? Stay tuned. Check out the website, Ashley Burgess, BERGES.com. If you'd like to contact me, click on the contact page, send me a message, and I'll respond within 48 hours. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about the concept of the world is your oyster. And I find it very interesting right now more than ever. And if you think about the world as your oyster, you're in a position to take the opportunity that life has to offer. I can do anything I want to. The world is my oyster. And I find that very real. Because we can do anything we want to do. We really can. And I find people now more than ever are realizing that. And yeah, I realize that trying to figure out how to live and pay bills kind of gets in the way of this sometimes. Like, you know, I think about, I mean, I have some really big, you know, aspirations and I'm working on some big projects. But, you know, I also think about what would it be like if I just went to the beach and taught people how to fish or, you know, opened up a restaurant on the beach and made some ceviche. But I realize there's certain things in life that get in the way, and that's like financial and living and having those types of things. And I understand that. But to some degree, the world really is our oyster for practical ways and means. We really do have the ability to take on opportunities. And I feel that opportunities come when you least expect it. Often opportunities are masked as a problem or as something that has to be done or something that has to be dealt with. And it's interesting how a lot of times an opportunity can be something that we have to put forth effort, time, and energy. And we might feel as though we might not get a lot out of it. But in the end, something of value appears. And I think it also appears when we have it in our mindset that this is valuable, that we can create something, that this is going to help us, that we actually positively go by doing whatever duty or job that is to do the right thing, to do what's right, and to actually care about our work, you know, to whistle as you work, you might say. And I think that's something that might be quite interesting to think about in our daily life. So what is your pearl? When you're thinking about the world as your oyster, everybody thinks about a pearl, right? That pearl in the oyster. And it's very rare to find a pearl in an oyster, but isn't that finding your like pearls of wisdom? Isn't that finding something that helps you, that kind of connects with you a deeper meaning in life? And I think you want to ask yourself, first off, what do I want out of life? What matters to me most? And I think this will change through time. I think as, you know, the older you get, the more wise you get, the more this is going to change. I think you're going to think about things differently. You're going to stop wanting the things that other people have that you think you need. And sure, there's some of the things that you go, hey, I wish I had that. I wish I had that many millions of dollars and I had the ability to do whatever I want. Sure. But we have to really focus on where we are in our life right now and make the most of what we have. Because I find it very interesting. There's a reason for everything. And a lot of times we might see somebody as having an easier life because they have maybe more financial security. But is it easier? Are they happy? Sure, some of them might be really happy. But we can't sit there and formulate our life and base our value based on what we don't have and what they do have. And I think what we want out of our life changes. When I was younger, when I was in my early 20s, I wanted to like have a nightclub and a production company. I wanted, teens, early 20s. I wanted to DJ, and I wanted, you know, all these kind of the great things. And you know, as I got older, you know, I wanted to have this and that, and then it changed. And then all of a sudden, I started really opening my mind. And I was always a spiritual person, but I started opening my mind even more so and more so to the point where I was allowing good things to happen in my life. I wasn't going against the grain, and I wasn't self-sabotaging myself, because I realized that the more we self-sabotage ourselves, the more we'll never get that oyster, and we'll never find the pearl because we're too busy getting in our own way. And I find that interesting because I was talking about that in the first segment about negative thoughts, about the thoughts that we have from passed down from generation to generation based on our background, based on, you know, the money we have or don't have, or the security we have or don't have, and how that can really impact us into what we end up doing, you know, in the next years to come and throughout our life. And it really does impact us. And we have to let some of those thoughts go because, yes, we can have almost anything. As long as we don't judge ourselves against other people, seeing as what they have as more. Did you hear that? That's pretty profound. We can't judge what we have against what other people have because it's never going to be the same because we really don't know what's really going on with them. And our path is truly our path. It's truly our unique oyster and that pearl inside that we have to, one, figure out what it is that we want, two, identify that, three, take away all the BS that we think that we need because of everything else that's being thrown at us, and really see ourselves as that person that is capable, honest, authentic, true, and up to, you know, finding that and realizing that and really holding on to it when you find what you're looking for. You know, the next question that I have for you is, what's important to you? What's the most important things in your life? And can you make a checklist of that? What's important to you? Is it family, friends, career, success, money, God? What is it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What's the most important thing? And then how do you continue to rate the rest of the things in your life? And how do you base that value? Because if your hierarchy is God and one other person's hierarchy is money, that's two different wavelengths. Yes, a believer and somebody that is a spiritual person will get money, but the way you look at it is different. So let me give you an example on this one. I was raised in the Catholic Church, and I was raised to feel bad about anything that I had that was of value. That's just the way it is. It was a guilt. And I'm not putting down Catholicism at all, but it is a guilt-based religion, and I think it really is. At least that's the way that I learned and was taught. And you feel guilty about the things you have. And it's interesting because it's like, why? And so I was raised to kind of feel that way. And that's a problem. And so it's kind of a conundrum when you think about it. So you feel bad about what you have. So do you keep getting more or do you stop? And also, I was kind of raised around people that thought that money was the root of all evil, and so I had to overcome that as well. I'm not saying that money is, you know, is perfect and everybody that has money is great. There's some people that are doing some really awful stuff. There's some people that are doing nothing to benefit anybody on this planet with their money. And there are some people that are giving, and there's some people that do help, and there's some people that are really amazing people. But the way we look at it directly reflects on finding that oyster. And being able to harness all that in our life, because if we need money to financially create something in our life that will better people around us and the world, and we believe that money is the root of all evil, we're not going to be able to get that because we're at cross purposes. And I believe that anybody that's doing something to better the world in a real way deserves to win. But if you deserve to win, but you don't think you deserve to win because you think that what you need to win only comes to bad people or only will be used for bad or for negative, then it's not going to come to you because you're a good person. Because if that's bad, then as a good person, you can't have that come to you. I've been working on redoing my definition for a long time now because I believed for a long time, when growing up, that money was evil. And, you know, I've had to work through that And I'm still not all the way to the other side of it, but I am working through it, and I've realized how interesting our definitions of things can be and how that can definitely get in the way of our success on this planet, on doing what we want to do. Because our beliefs are so deeply ingrained, we have to work diligently to take that definition that's no longer working, to remove it, not just to hide it, to remove it and to replace it. And how do you remove and replace something like that? Well, you have to have repetition. You have repetition, and it helps you remove and replace with a real, true thought, not just a positive thought. I'm not here peddling positivity. Okay, I'm not peddling positivity because positivity is good, but I like being real and authentic. And when we are that way, truth will set us free. So when I return, I'm going to be talking about how we can, with repetition, renew, rename, replace, remove some of those negative thoughts, how we can remap that, and how you can begin to find your oyster with the pearl inside. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about the concept that the world is your oyster and what that actually means. Right before the break, I was talking about how we need to recognize and see contradictory thoughts that are in our mind. The thoughts that keep us from being successful, the thoughts that hold us back, the thoughts that get in the way of our direct success, the thoughts that are there to kind of throw a monkey wrench into our situation, and that becomes a problem. And the way that we're able to identify that is to see those thoughts that seem to be holding us back. And I was talking about the concept of, you know, money is the root of all evil. I'm never going to be happy. Happiness is never going to happen for me. I'm never going to get married. I'm never going to find someone. Success only happens for those other people, not me. All those things in your head that keep us from finding our oyster, we have to begin with using the 3R principle, and that is remove, replace, and repetition. We got to realize that that's there. Like when I realized that for a long time as I was growing up that I believe that money was the root of all evil. Well, heck, if I believe that and I know I'm a good person, then good things can't, you know, evil things can't happen to good people. So there you go. I mean, I'm just like, why is this happening? Why can't I just, you know, why can't I do this? Why can't I, you know, make it? Why can't I just do financially what I need to do? And I didn't realize for a long time that I've been thinking something totally different. There's no way. If you think money is evil and you're a good person doing the right thing, well, it's not going to come to you. And when it does, you're going to want to get rid of it. The other concept of never being happy. I'm never going to be happy. You know, we tell ourselves, oh, God, look at all those people. They're so happy and my life is just such a mess. Right? And so when we realize that we're saying this over and over again, we have to begin to let that go. And the next time we hear that thought, we need to let it go. And we need to keep letting it go and not put any thought into it and eventually rewrite that thought with repetition. I am happy. I'm already happy. I'm always going to be happy. You know, I am a happy person and I love my life. Or I, you know, money helps me. Money is a way of mobility that helps me succeed in my projects. Money is a way of mobility for me to do what I need to do or what I want to do in life. And it brings me happiness when I use it to XYZ. And if we keep, and the, you know, the shorter the thought, the better, because you can repeat it over and over again. You know, I am happy. I am at peace. I am aware. I am whatever that is. And the more and more you repeat that, the more and more the reality, that becomes reality. And that's what's so awesome. You know, the next thing I want to really address, and this is something that a lot of people are dealing with right now, and it's something that I deal with as well sometimes, is you got to go on your own life path. You got to go and stay on your own life path and not judge your path versus other people's paths. Okay? This is like one of the biggest caveats of life. We're constantly judging our path based on other people's paths, seeing their path from a distance and going, well, God, I wish my path was like that. And we look at their paths from a distance and we go, well, this is awesome. Look at their path. They got all this going on. If I had this path, my life would be perfect. This would be great. Easy breezy. This is the life of luxury. And it's always interesting how we look at other people's paths and we see it from a distance and we say, this is awesome. And sure, I will grant you, there are some people's paths out there that look pretty great. Pretty great. But would I trade? I don't think so. Because I know nothing of what they're dealing with. I know nothing about what they truly are, who they truly are, if this is really truly their path. Because I think in life, the last thing you want to do is be on someone else's path. Right? It's like acting like you're somebody else. It's like somebody calling someone's name and they look at you and you go, yeah, that's me, and it's not. And you're in the hospital going into a surgery. You just raise your hand saying you're somebody else. You don't even know what surgery you're about to get. You have no idea. It could be a facelift. They could be amputating a leg. You don't know. And oftentimes when we jump on a path like that, we do not know what we're getting into. Quite the contrary. And it takes us off on a different journey. And it takes us away from our beloved, authentic journey. And it wastes our time. Just competing with other people and just observing people's paths for too long wastes our time. When we sit there and start thinking about this and that and all that stuff all the time, we begin to get off target. We lose our direction. We end up losing out on what we've already created. And we miss out on life. Like big time. Like huge. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I catch myself doing that. And it just sucks. Because I realize that I got sucked in, but I also sucked in myself. Because I started seeing their life as something more important than my own. I started seeing their life something different. I started seeing their life better. I started seeing things differently, and I have to sit back and say, hey, wait a second, my life is great. And sure, I might have some things that I'm dealing with. I might have to overcome some pitfalls, some barriers. But everybody to some degree does. But even if that other person, let's just say hypothetically, had no problems in their life whatsoever, and they were just given the golden goose, it's not the same as where we are. And what they do with that golden goose remains to be seen. But it's very interesting because I think everybody has to follow their life path and they have to do what's right and they have to find some way to help humanity and to help creatures all around our world to be happier, healthier, all that stuff. And I think that equates back to our purpose. And so if we're looking at someone else's life, looking at their life path, we're not focusing on our own purpose. Hence, we're missing out and we're missing out on our oyster and somebody else, you know, is over there with our oyster and we're over there trying to grab someone else's oyster out of their hand because we find that is what we need to do. That's the pinnacle when it's not. And so I offer you two thoughts. First, really focus on you. See what it is in life that you really truly want. Find that purpose. Really, really think about it and write about it. And I'm sure you have an idea about it. And figure out how are you going to make that a reality. Also, begin to see where you are judging yourself based on other people's life path. And the next time you catch yourself judging by appearances or what have you, pull yourself back in, get back on your life path, and tell yourself how important this path is for you to be successful. Your oyster is here. The pearl is inside. It's for you to take. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.